Simply Done, the podcast network.
I was thinking about a singer that really took a chance with a ballsy move. At that 9/11 concert for New York.
I was ballsy.
Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, yeah. How dare she?
In New York with an acoustic guitar did Born to Run.
Bad move. Too soon. Hey, bud. What's up, man?
Hey. What's happening?
What's up? You can't shake my hand?
I am.
Hey, well, that's not a handshake. That's a weird shake. Are you wearing the pack?
Yeah, somewhere in the pack.
But is it the...
Yeah, of course it is. Same pack.
Well, this is going to be an interesting show. All right, we ready to do this? Perry, get ready to go.
Come on. Yes, sir. I'm ready.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm always ready. You ready?
I was born ready. Or, as Melissa Etheridge once
Ta-da.
Said at the 9/11 concert, baby, we were born to run.
She should have done this song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal Don Barris.
My name is Walter, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Come on.
Hey, oh, I'm sorry. I'm taking pictures for Mary Jane here. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm Scary Perry, the king
I used it's a pleasure.
Oh, I'm all right. Well, I'm not happy to... Well, wait a second. Yes, I am. I'm extremely happy to be here.
You seem extremely happy.
It's a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway,
great
welcome once you again.
It's turn that really, around.
It's a great day to see
Can
you
I tell you
guys.
Something? I know a little secret, and I'll tell you in just a second. But first, let me welcome the audience. This is the Big Three Podcast. And if you've never heard our podcast before, we've kind of gotten to be known because we are the originals, the one that combine pop culture and then our own personal lives when we talk.
We do.
A lot of other podcasts have picked up on this, and they do it.
A lot of podcasts will do one thing or the other thing.
No, but now there's actually some that do both, and I think they got that from us. We're the groundbreakers. Today's kind of a cool day because I know something that Perry told me a little bit earlier, and it is bizarre because there is a woman.
How bizarre?
Well, there is a
woman. Go ahead and talk.
I'm going to, and then you tell me if I've said anything wrong. Wait until I get the whole thing
up. You got
up.
It. Go ahead.
There's a woman that has offered Perry something very nice.
Sex.
She will fuck Perry, but Perry has to not scream or yell this entire show.
Whoa.
If he can get through that, he gets sex from this woman. Now, what did she say exactly?
She says, I gotta be nice to you guys. I've got to be respectful to you guys. I can't have a fight with you guys on the show.
Do you think you're going to do it?
I'm wishing him good luck on it, but I will tell you this. I have really bad DH.
What's DH?
Diarrhea.
Do you really?
Diarrhea.
Be cool, man. I want everyone to know.
Well, you just actually told everybody.
DH.
Diarrhea. So if he farts, expect him to take off to the bathroom.
You know, Perry,
just, I hope to God
I
you
really
have toilet
do
paper.
Have some really funny
I hope to
shit
God you got toilet humor. Paper in there. Because if you don't have toilet paper in there, you'll be wiping your ass on your own fucking pants. Ow!
You know, you're like a broken dishwasher. No, no dirty silverware.
And I know this. If one day they need a blue comic at a third grade party, you'd be perfect because that's the kind of humor you're bringing to us right now. Good job, Perry.
A blues comic at a third grade party?
It's
you
not
mean
what was how said would that? At
you
all.
Mean a John Belushi comic at a third grade party?
Now we've been following this for the last couple months now. Actually, Sonny Cookie Caramello, a legendary naval cook, all around good guy. On February 6th of this year, the plug was pulled on this man. They didn't give him much time. It's time once again for our Cookie Caramello update.
Drum roll!
Perry, I'm looking at you, and like an unbelievably great poker player, there's nothing in those eyes. I can't read anything.
I'm looking at him. He passed away.
All right, wait, hold on. I'm looking at him. I think he's still there because I think Cookie's stronger than anybody. So now let the world know, Cookie Caramello, hero during the Second World War, during the Korean War, and a leading advocate for homosexual sex during his wartime, Perry, Cookie Caramello, alive or dead?
Drum roll!
You've already done that.
I got off the phone with him earlier today.
What?
I was on the phone with him earlier today.
What'd he say?
He was talking about the telephone system that you buy at Radio Shack that you hook up to your computer.
He is just as boring as you then. Talking about nonsense that nobody cares about.
What do you mean nobody cares about?
Nobody gives a shit. We don't want to hear the story.
You know what's interesting?
What's
that? You said that that a couple months ago they pulled this plug.
Yes.
And the anniversary that's coming up June 25th is from when Scaremaster
26.
Got 26.
Well, it's the 26th, but we're having the party on the 25th. Yeah, so that's what I think.
Yeah, the day you got your plug pulled.
And then at midnight.
I didn't get my plug pulled. I got my plug sucked.
You pulled the plug.
I pulled his plug.
Until he shot his oils all over you.
Not really all over me.
Where did it go? No one's ever asked you that. Where did it go?
Went under my hand.
And what'd you do with it?
People said he licked it off.
That's what
people can say whatever the fuck they want.
I said no.
I have never had male semen in my hand before.
Liar.
Besides my own.
There you go.
Okay. But I'm wondering what another man's semen smells like. Did you smell it?
I don't smell other people's stuff.
Have you ever smelled yours?
I don't even smell mine.
Have you ever put it on your nose to block the
why
sun?
Why would I do something stupid like you do?
Well, do you see any sunburn on my nose?
God.
Who's stupid now?
Are you in the sun that often? Who's stupid now?
Okay, shut up, Perry. That's
rest enough. My case.
Okay, rest your case.
Oh, boy.
It's you.
So what's going on with this girl now?
Her name is Lisa. She lives in Temecula.
And what did she say to you exactly?
She told me if I'm a good boy on the show and don't get into any fights with either the two of you or even Mary Jane or start arguing or going ballistic and screaming and yelling at you guys, that she'll come into the valley and show me a good time.
What does she mean by a good time? Did she say anything?
Like go to the place, keep on stuff?
The four-letter word.
What's the four-letter word? Stop?
Fuck.
She's going to fuck you.
Yes.
And you like her?
I don't know yet. Well, she's got a great personality. She's a good person on the phone and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she sounds very nice and stuff.
You've talked to her on the phone?
Yeah, we've talked on the phone a few times.
What does she like about you?
I'm a nice, honest person.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not what? I'm not nice? I'm not honest?
Nice. You're one of the most despicable people I've ever met.
If I'm despicable, why the hell do you have me as the star of the show?
Exactly.
I'm despicable, why am I Stone Fury?
Okay.
If I'm despicable, why do you have me on this show?
I'll tell you why.
Come on. Air five.
The truth of the matter is, you being the despicable piece of shit that you are is the only reason that we can have you on the show, because you have no other talent. But you're the biggest.
I have no other talent.
Name another talent you have.
I'm a drummer.
Awesome.
I'm a skateboarder.
No, wait a second.
I'm a snow skier.
When's the last time you snow skied?
Snow skied? Let's see. This is 2012.
Yes.
When's the last time you did it on the podcast?
Oh, God. I'm never on the podcast.
See?
Snowboarded, it was 2 years ago. Snow skied 3 years ago.
Where'd you go 2 years ago?
Local. Mountain High.
How many times have you asked him to go snowboarding?
All the time.
And you can ask me to go snowboarding, but you never, you and I never hook up. I don't want to
hook up with you, dude. I just want to go snowboarding.
Hook up snowboarding, fool.
Look, I'm not going to do that.
We're not gay, Stu.
Well, you're the one who's like, let's hook up.
Hook up, meaning you were the one that came on to him a little while ago. Hook
with
up,
that.
Meaning.
I'm like, hey, let's go snowboarding. All right, let's hook up, man. Let's hook up.
Going together to the mountains.
We're not going to go together, dude. We'll go snowboarding.
Oh, Jesus. You're a moron. You're a moron.
Why did?
Oh, can I bring up something real quick? Last week I made a challenge, and I thought it was a pretty ballsy challenge. No one has accepted our challenge to play other podcasts in a Hunger Games challenge. This is where we challenge other local, maybe national podcasts, like maybe the Adam Carolla, Mark Maron, Joe Rogan, Ari Scheifer.
What about the Glam
Red Band?
What about Glam
Ryan
Pad?
Callen?
How about Glam Pad?
How about Glam Pad?
Those girls want to have us on their show.
Glam Pad?
They definitely want us on their show.
What do we get out of it?
I don't know exactly, but I know those girls definitely want us on their show.
Well, maybe they'll get involved in the podcast Hunger Games challenge with
There's
us.
There's one back in my hometown tips on catching muskies.
I never saw the movie Hunger Games, so what is...
Okay, what it is this. The four of us. You...
Each get a pie.
No. It would be you, Mole, Mary Jane, and myself, and we would challenge, let's say, Adam Carolla's podcast network, and they take four people. We go into the woods, and we go up against these other podcasts, maybe Joe Rogan's, maybe Red Band has something in there, Ari Scheifer, some of these people that really do well. We fight to the death.
I don't know
wrong.
If I can sign on to that. I don't know if I can do that.
And the winner gets all the other podcast listeners that would come to their podcast. This would put
I'm not interested in fighting anybody.
I'm not talking about fighting. I'm talking about killing people.
What did I just say?
You said fighting. I said
fighting
killing.
To the death.
Yes.
I can't fight anybody because of my neck.
Perry, that's showing a weakness. Now they know your neck is
now
the place
go
to go.
The neck.
Oh, you're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole.
You're the one who told them that your neck
asshole.
Is messed up.
Oh, you know that I was in the
it
house.
Doesn't
yeah,
matter.
But they don't know. They didn't put it together. It's like
you
got to
say things
like,
oh, my God, look at my neck is stronger than ever since the operation.
Yeah, my neck is strong.
Well, that's what you got to say. You can't let them think, oh, we go right for his neck. Mary Jane, you had something to say.
Oh, yeah, I don't feel safe being on the same team as Perry because he just showed everyone he's a big pussy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Last week you were being punished, Perry. Do you remember that? Do you remember why?
Like, I don't remember why.
Okay, well, I'll tell you once again. It's glad that you learned your lesson from it. We banned Perry from receiving $10 shout-outs. That's where if you want to get involved with the show here, you send $10 to us, and we'll give you a shout-out on the air. Now,
Ripped off again.
Who's being ripped off again?
Me.
Really? How were you ripped off?
All I got was $10.
That's all we got. I told you that you could only get $10 last week for gas, because what you did, you were under punishment because of you being so fucking stupid.
Really?
Yeah, when you tried to steal the $10 shout-outs by having someone send them to your email address.
That wasn't stealing.
That was stealing, Perry.
I think he had asked for a pie extension.
That has nothing to do with it, Mole. Not in this.
Mole.
You're always
Mole
trying to protect
Mole,
him.
I'm glad
Why
Mole
do you
was,
always protect him?
I'm glad Mole's on my side because
yeah,
I
but
wasn't.
Then,
friend.
But you tried to do that. You told these people that you wanted them to send it to your address. They
because
could still send it to my post office box.
As long as
Just
they
because
know.
My Facebook page was down does not mean that. On our website it says to send it there. You're full of shit.
Okay,
and then also,
okay.
Then you tried to scam our sponsor, Neil Leeds.
Scam our sponsor,
you
Neil
did.
Leeds.
Yeah. That's nice you guys are getting along finally.
I want to be scamming Neil Leeds.
How'd you scam him? You got on the internet and you told Neil that you need money for a plane ticket. He should buy the plane ticket early. Neil Leeds went out of his fucking mind. And I don't blame him. He says he wants to deal with me alone and not the fucking guys on the show. He doesn't want you fucking
what
telling
did
him.
What I do?
No, you didn't do anything, Mole. It's not that. But you would never go up to Neil Leeds and say, your manager, Anthony, that guy. I need him flown out here for the big show. That's what Perry did. And Neil went out of his fucking
mind.
So
what's going on now?
So he dropped out. I had to convince him to come back. We need Neil. Neil is sponsoring our big show on June 25th. It's celebrating your 20th anniversary of you getting into show business. Or some people could say it's when you gave...
When
the
I
guy
gave
a hand
somebody
job.
A hand job,
right,
and
got
a blowjob,
right. Okay,
but that I,
but
call
I like
it
to
when
say
I
it
began
exactly
getting paid gigs.
Because you know what? Because I think when you say it the other way, people get confused and they always say, "Oh,
they don't
when
get
Perry blew the guy." No, he didn't, and I'm tired of people saying that. Stop, for God's sakes. Am I right, Perry?
Thank you.
For what?
For
straightening people out.
Oh, the people who say that Perry blew the guy.
Yeah,
when I didn't.
Never did.
The guy, right.
Thank you.
Who's the other thing?
So anyway, last week,
did you guys make out though when that happened too, or no?
No, I didn't. I've never kissed a man.
How do you know?
Did you hug? Did you guys hug? You hug it out?
No.
After it was done, did you guys like high five? I'm like, good job.
You're sick.
I don't know. How'd you say goodbye? Did you hug or shake hands or what? Like, all right, see you later.
Well,
how did you say goodbye?
I don't remember. I just,
was it sad?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When you walked out the door and the door shut behind you, you've done this. You've come in his throat. He's come in your hand. Now you
walked. He swallowed like you're drinking a milkshake.
I know. I know. And that, but I'm just saying, I'm always interested in this. How did you feel when you got in the hall? Like, oh,
you shut the door.
I shut the door.
And then you stop for a second and go, kid, you still got it.
Oh, God. No, I don't remember what I was thinking then.
Fist bumped him. Did you fist bump him?
Did you shake his hand?
Yeah, I jerked his hand.
No, but at the end, when it's done.
No, I didn't shake his hand.
Did you say thank you? Did you say anything?
I don't remember what I said. I don't remember.
You say that was wonderful.
No, I didn't say that was wonderful.
Did he say it was wonderful?
He said something about...
Wait, did he tell you he loved you?
Oh, God. He didn't say I love you or nothing.
In so many words.
He said that he would have the thing for SAG done by the next day or something like that.
When he was saying it, was he breathing heavy? Like, and I'll get you those SAG vouchers and everything.
No, he didn't act like that.
He's talking about it in the middle of it. He's like,
what do you mean?
Now you do it better.
Oh, you want me to try it?
Yeah, how would that have been?
You're going to get those SAG vouchers. Whoa. Perry, let me see that greasy Italian hair. Rub it on my inner thighs. Or something like that. So last week you were kind of under house arrest, we'll call it, and you were being punished for the things you did with Neil Leeds and what you did about trying to steal the $10 shout-outs.
And your crimes against humanity and for killing Nathaniel.
Well, that wasn't the reason you didn't get any $10 shout-outs. You know, we could go on and on with things that Perry's done. But today, you get an equal share. So once again, welcome back to the $10 shout-out status. And if you've never heard the show before, this is where you get a chance to get involved in our show by giving us a shout-out. That's sending $10 to us, and it doesn't really matter how you send it as long as it's $10 cash, no checks, no money orders. What else can't they send, Mole?
Animals?
Yeah.
Seafood.
Yep.
Unrefrigerated seafood.
Right. Well, actually,
they can't send it in manure.
No, they can't send that. The
mercury.
No, stop, both of you. They can't send anything except straight cash. So you send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California 90046. Now, you write a little short note, not a long thing, because we're getting a little tired of the people writing long ones. So right now, we've reached that point of the show where it's our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
I like this part. It's where the audience gets a chance to talk to us.
You want to start us out today, Mole?
I'll try. Dear Peak 3, I am the director of a privately funded intelligence agency dedicated to the investigation of social and religious groups. It is our job to uncover any crimes that these organizations have committed. Several weeks ago, a case involving a young child named Nathaniel and Perry Caramello was brought to our attention. It is well documented that Perry claims no responsibility to the death of this child. Our investigation proved shocking evidence to the contrary. We uncovered evidence that it was the religious organization known as the Javajos that gave Perry a direct order to kill young Nathaniel, much like a professional hitman receiving a contract. Due to fear of retaliation by Perry Caramello and the Javajos, we shall keep a low profile and remain anonymous. We are sending this letter from an associate's address.
Whoa. Well, very cool.
These guys think you killed Nathaniel.
I might have to agree with them. This isn't actually a $10 shout-out, but it is a winner because this is a guy by the name of Jesse. He is going to get an autographed picture of the Big Three. Do you know why? Because he was the first guy that sent for tickets for the big show. He wrote a quick note. Hey, Big Three, here's my $10 for the tickets for June's event at the Comedy Store. The live podcast. You guys are the best. See you on June 25th. Thanks, Jesse. Well, Jesse, since you bought the first ticket, you are going to get an autographed picture of the Scaremaster, Mole, and myself. So congratulations to you on that. All right, Perry, you want to read one here?
Sure. Dear Big Three, I'm a Rhodes Scholar in the University of Phoenix, where I'm currently writing my thesis on William Shakespeare's impact on pop culture and sexual propensity. Apart from Shakespeare's plays and sonnets, I'm also using the Big Three podcast as a primary research source for pop culture, as well as your own personal lives. In one of the countless episodes that Perry brought up Randy Callahan, he said, "I touched him. I didn't suck him. I repeat, did not suck him. I repeat, did not suck him. I repeat, for the third time, would not lick his dick."
Is this him saying, or is this
it's,
you?
It's what he's got written here.
Okay.
"Would not let his dick get in my mouth. No fucking way. Constantly bringing up the one gay experience that he is willing to admit to, just so that he can deny it, is a classic cry for help, commonly referred to as the Roy Cohen complex. It also coincides with one of Shakespeare's most famous quotes, 'The lady doth protest too much, methinks.' The use of the word 'lady' when referred to Perry is appropriate, because Perry was the submissive partner in his relationship with Randy, also referred to as the woman or the bitch. Perry's denial of his obvious homosexual propensity makes him the perfect subject for my research paper, which will be published in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. Hopefully the attention will help Perry come to terms with reality. Signed, Alvin Dewey." Now let me repeat myself.
Let me see this.
Let me repeat myself to everybody.
All right.
This event that happened with Randy Callahan, I did not do voluntarily.
What?
I repeat, it was not done voluntarily. I've even had major private conversations with Mary Jane about. It was not done voluntarily.
So there's a gun or a knife, or what do you have?
It was my career, or I lose my life as even a comedian, because he said he was very, very, very close friends with the owners of the Comedy
that
Store.
That fucking scumbag.
And I mean, this is when I first began in the fucking business. And I just started out doing stand-up at the Comedy Store.
What if he would have said, "Hey, listen, you got to do this or I'm going to turn into a vampire and kill you." He could have been lying.
Turn into a vampire and kill me.
Let me just tell you this. That guy is a piece of fucking shit. And let's hope on the 20th anniversary, that's going to happen Monday, June 25th at the World Famous Comedy Store. And then at midnight, we're going to celebrate the holiday with a big celebration, because the 26th is the actual day. Let's hope that night the people that come will see and really understand what really happened.
You are the victim here.
Thank you. Now, since you're making this into a big fucking holiday, is Randy Callahan showing at this fucking event?
Wow, someone wants to see his buddy.
I don't want to see. He's not my buddy.
Nobody has ever even thought about inviting him.
He is not my buddy.
I'm just saying, no one has ever even mentioned him coming here.
I'll fucking make sure he goes back to jail.
For what?
That night, if he's seen there.
For what?
For what?
Yeah.
Oh, I know there'll be a lot of shit going down if I see his face.
Oh, why will he go to jail, though?
There'll be a lot of shit going down.
Yeah, why would he go to jail?
Why would he go to jail?
Yes.
No comment.
Okay, well, that explains everything.
Just show your face at the Comedy Store, Randy Callahan, and see what happens to you.
Would you charge him with the hand rape?
Whoa.
But no, statute of limitations, that's long gone.
No, but
statute of limitations.
Yeah, it's 20 years.
It's now an emotional thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, what do you mean? What do I mean? You guys are putting it all over the internet for the past.
Who is?
You, him,
no, bullshit.
Else.
I'm the guy that supports you more than anybody. I'm the guy
you're
that
the one
people.
Who always brings it up and
yeah.
brags about
we're
it.
We're here to
brag about it.
Not brag about it.
And blew me and like, it's unbelievable.
Why
you
do we always
us?
Have to talk about it?
Let's just drop the
God,
subject.
We just want to
okay?
talk about, can we talk about skateboarding or anything else?
Mary Jane.
But you're like, no, let's talk about this because if he shows up at the comedy store, I'm going to make him go to jail. He's not my boyfriend anymore.
Boyfriend?
Tough breakup.
God, my, oh my God.
You
guys are
it.
Sick.
All right, Mary Jane, you had something to say?
Rape is penetrating an orifice, so he did not hand rape Perry because a hand's not an orifice, but Perry could be accused of raping his mouth.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
So if there is a rape...
He has to go in a hole, Perry.
It was Perry raping him.
He raped me.
Not according to that law.
He
unless it went in your mouth
me.
Or ass, he did not rape you.
It's consensual.
Mouth or ass. That's only rape.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get back to the $10 shout-outs. Big three. I'm a teenager as well as an avid skateboard enthusiast, and I think you guys are the funniest thing on the airwaves today. Well, thank you very much,
thank you.
Brian Kelly. I recently bought one of Terrifying Tim's skateboard, and the first time I rode it, the darn thing broke. I couldn't believe it because my friends told me that Terrifying Tim's boards were the best. If I can just say one thing, I do want to say this. Going back to the show on the 25th, we have Terrifying Tim has said he is going to be there, along with Rucka Rucka Ali. Those are just two of the celebrities in, that are going to be on their podcast that we're going to tape live that night. We're going to be taping too, so you guys got to be there. Anyway, back to the letter. I sent Tim a message on his network telling him how disappointed I was and that I was kicking myself for not spending the extra $20 to get one of Perry's All-American limited edition coffin tail decks. My grief lasted for about 24 hours because the next day I got a package Federal Express overnight from Terrifying Tim himself. Inside, I found a signed and numbered limited edition Terrifying Tim.
Class. That's classy.
Why are you stop reading?
Because I didn't know that. It says here he has a Terrifying Tim Black Op skateboard outfitted with the Paul Perota blacklight wheels and Bone Swiss ceramics bearings. More importantly, it was Tim's signature laser cut into the wood and the symbols of every military unit involved in the Get That One Guy project. And it was number 36 of only 36 made. Tim said it was his last board, which he was saving for himself, but he wanted me to have it. Tim is the older brother that I never had, not to mention a great American and a wonderful human being. I'll bet Don and Mole still haven't forgotten themselves for not choosing Tim when he auditioned to replace Perry, signed Brian Kelly. Well, it's that kind of stuff that makes you wonder what the hell we were thinking. Oh, wait a minute. This one says to Perry. Perry, you want to read one?
Really long.
Hello, Big Three. I am a huge fan of all your work and follow everything you guys do and celebrate all of your achievements as if they were my own. I must say as well that I am very impressed, proud even of you, Don and Mole, for not only having a notorious HIV poster boy as a close friend, but also include him in your trip without fear. I know it can probably be hard taking ridicule from people for having such a prominent gay figure in your crew, but it must be... I'm super gay, buddy, because I'm happier than fuck.
Ah, you are happy.
It must be a hardship every day to have to put up with Perry's limp-wristed queer advances. Also, I would like to know if you are any way associated with the candy bar Caramello. It would make sense, seeing as how it's how that's your last name. That's not my last name. My last name has a V in it, not an M. Last name, and you were also yourself filled with man caramel when Randy Callahan creamed in your hand. Keep it up, guys. You're amazing. Love, Frank. Crank, K-R-A-N-C-K, C-K. P.S. If Perry gets a paper cut from this. Be careful. If either of you, Don and Mole, handle this letter, I'd have it. Wait, I'd hate if Perry's AIDS blood spread to you because of my letter. P.P.S. I would like to dedicate this letter to a little Nathaniel who we tragically lost due to Perry's limp.
That's so funny. That kid.
Why would he think that?
Barbaric hands.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Why do you find
P.P.P.S. Please play me the jingle for Perry's movie time. I love it. I especially love whacking my whistle to that song, just like I did as I wrote this very letter carefully. Wait, careful of man gravy stains on the letter.
Well, if that's what he wants, here it is. The theme to Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
All right, Mole, I'll read this one right here.
I got one.
Dear Big Three, I have a computer hookup to a pretty nice sound system. I turn the treble down, the bass up. I strip naked and sit in the subwoofer, and when Perry yells, my prostate goes berserk. I don't even touch my penis and I sperms. Hey, I tell ya. I got rooms fucking reserved for the Big Three anniversary. I'm going to bring my mom, Carrie. You remember Carrie, right? She moved on, but I did not. I'm still going to chum up with Perry's cleft. I came out of Perry's foo-foo, so anything Perry does to me, it will be like he's doing it to my mother. It's a win-win.
What?
I love you guys. Sincerely, Zach. What do you got there, Mole?
Hey, this
is that all about?
I don't know. You came out of your foo-foo.
Yeah, he must know you.
Tell us, dude.
That's bullshit.
Dear Big Three, I'm a big fan of the podcast and know that the Big Three are going to be the next big thing to take over Hollywood. That is why I want to help you guys fine-tune your show, as there are still some problems plaguing the podcast on a weekly basis. You can choose to ignore these problems, but they will only prevent you from reaching superstar status, especially Perry. First, I need to clarify one thing. Perry is not gay. I can't understand how this rumor got started, but for everyone's information, Perry is technically categorized as bi-curious. It does not matter if a homosexual act was performed 10, 20, or 50 years ago, just like murder, you are guilty for life. You sucked the C and got your C sucked. Get over it. It was not for pleasure or love. It was for rent money and some Tic Tacs. Second, whatever happened to professionalism? Out of the dozens of hours of podcasts, Perry's been professional for exactly 8 minutes, 20 seconds. 8 minutes out of 2 years. Horrible, Perry. What the F is wrong with you? Listen to Dan and Moe when they tell you to shut up. Just shut your effing mouth and speak when spoken to. Next on the list is Perry mentioning his dog-ass skateboards every second so he can manage to. I bought one of his boards for my 12-year-old son, and he cried for 2 days when I gave it to him for his birthday. My son told me about the raping rumors by the kids at the skate parks and playgrounds, and here I am callously giving my son what could be evidence of a crime. It was a pretty assy birthday for Kevin. Thanks, Perry. Maybe you should call yourself Pedophile Perry instead, not to mention the hidden penis drawings on the skateboard design. There's like 5 C's in Perry's name alone, effing pervert. Lastly, I want to ask you to extend Mole Play and get rid of Perry's Corner altogether. It's just anti-American rants, says Canadian Maple That, Randy Callahan, and Sandy Gallagher. He needs to shut his effing mouth the next time he wants to talk smack about this country. I will hunt down your communist F-ass and show you what patriotism is all about, MF-er. F your Jehovah's Witness BS and your retarded bi-curious ass. I do want to give Mary Jane a special greeting. She's beautiful and well-mannered, a true professional. Mary Jane, please be careful on Perry. I feel that he may try to rape and molest you soon. I can't tell for sure, but be careful. He no longer has a penis due to the mousetrap incident, but his mangina still carries the HIV. My very best to Mole and Dan. You guys are saints. I have watched you support your spiteful friend for years, giving me all your money and love, and what do you get in return? Lives, threats, accusations, and the infamous Caravella computer virus. Sorry to say this, but Dan, your computer is forever infected with the Caravella diaries. Perry is now taking the Van Mars Academy website hostage with his communist Chinese hacker friends. Check out www.vanmaracademy.com if you don't believe me. Once the grand jury is through investigating Perry's pedophilia, they should look into his computer activities. Closes $10. Who gets it will depend on this question. Has Perry interrupted this letter anytime? Not really. Has Perry injected his own commentary? If the answer is yes, I want the money to go to Mole and Dan. See, Perry has it pays to be professional. Also enclosed a prototype of the Big Three greeting card. What do you think? I have an initial order of 100,000 cards.
What?
Planned for the San Francisco Gay Pride Parade. Maybe Perry can autograph them and help generate the price.
I'm not autographing this.
Oh, you see, you just cut in. You just interrupted, yeah. And then you lost the $10. Oh, said. Maybe Perry can autograph the $10. He's as famous as Elton John, San Francisco. Sincerely, secret admirer. Here's the thing. Oh, look at here's the money. Oh my God! Wait, hold on a second.
What's that,
dude? He thought he was putting a $10 bill in. Look, he put in there.
What'd he put in?
Look at that bill, dude. This is real.
What is?
Let
it?
Me see the bill.
I've seen one of these only one time before at Michael Douglas's house. Have you ever seen one of these before?
Is that the $1 million
bill? No, don't let Scary screw with
that. Let me see it. I'm not going
to. It's a $1 million bill.
Let me see it. I've seen the $1 million bill. I've seen the $100 million bill.
Well, who sent this? Because we should send it back. If he was sending a $10 show.
Let me, I'll
send this down. Is like insane. He's like being.
Excuse me. I'll prove.
Perry, I just can sit down.
Can you prove that it's a real bill?
It's a real bill, dude.
It is the real bill.
It, yes. Can you see it through the
Yes, you
the
see
bill?
The watermark right there?
Okay,
yes.
You do see the watermark.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Can I?
Well, let's just find out whose this is. Let me hold on to this.
I'll hold on to it.
You want to hold on to it?
I'll let Perry look at it.
No, don't let
Please.
Perry touch
Why?
It.
Why?
Because I saw what you did with the shout-outs.
Hold the bell.
Perry, just sit right there.
God damn.
What?
You're going to fucking burn it in a fucking...
No. No, it's not gonna light. See, I'm showing you. This is.
Don't touch it, Perry.
Oh God!
You ripped a $1 million bill.
Mole.
You grabbed it like that.
Mole ripped it.
Oh, I ripped it. Everybody saw.
Let me see the other side.
I can't. It says if it's torn, it. Oh.
You fucking.
Mole ripped it.
I did not rip it. You ripped it.
You stupid fucking.
Why did you grab it like that?
Right as I grabbed onto the bill, Mo pulled away from it.
Unbelievable. Perfect.
Right.
I mean, that's it.
All right, stop. I'm going to see what can be done with this. I'm going to go to the bank tomorrow. I'm going to figure this out. But we've got one last letter, and this is not a big three.
Let us know if that's still good for you.
I will. I promise you I will. Okay,
let me see what the...
Let me get to this other letter.
We
okay.
have to let him know that...
I will. I'll take care of it. Let me just get that.
I know I'm going to forget about it, so remind me.
I will take care of this.
You know, I can't believe what you do by putting the fucking bill over the candle.
It's not going to... Dude, it doesn't burn. You see it doesn't burn. It's a $1 million bill. They don't burn.
But right as I started to hold on to it, you yanked
stop
away.
Stop it! Perry, stop it. I would say this almost constitutes arguing. You want to screw this up with the sex thing? Okay. Now, we've got one last letter here, and it isn't a $10 shout-out.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Looking at it. Oh, now I see what he's doing. All right, let me read this. Dear Big Three, this is not... a $10 shout out, but it's a letter for both Perry and Mole to win some money. I've helped out with these trivia contests before on the show, and it always seems that Mole dominates the competition. So to kind of equal things out on today's trivia, we're tilting the scale in Perry's favor by having trivia about Perry's hometown, Chicago.
Okay.
The Chicago sports scene, to be exact.
Oh, against Stone Fury?
Now, here's the thing. Have five questions, and we have $100 for each answer that you get right.
Huh.
All right, so Perry, put your shit down so you don't get confused.
Wait, this isn't fair, Scaremaster, Chicago Sports.
Well, give him a chance.
We'll see what happens.
You need money, right?
Definitely.
Okay, good. All right, now let's do this. Let's be fair.
Okay, all right, okay.
The first one to answer, and this comes from Norma Jean Doherty.
Got it.
Okay. All right, Mole, are you ready?
Yep.
Perry, are you ready?
Okay.
I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous.
So am I.
Okay, question one. Who in 1965 with the number 40 jersey?
Gale Sayers.
Gale Sayers.
Okay, let me read the whole thing. Number 40 for the Chicago Bears won the Rookie of the Year award.
Yeah.
It was Gale Sayers. You got that one right? You answered first. Okay, get ready. That was close. You had that one, though, didn't you?
After he said Siri.
Yeah.
But
okay, here's for another $100. This trio was a double play combination.
Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
The double play combination for the Chicago Cubs and their back-to-back World Series titles in 1907 and 1908. Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
Scaremaster knew that one.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Here's another $100. Okay, number three. You still have three chances. In 1985, this
Michael Jordan. Chicago 85, all Jordan.
Okay. 1985, this Chicago Bull won the
yeah, that's
NBA Rookie of the Year award, then went on to win five MVP awards and six NBA championships. Number 23, Michael Jordan. Absolutely right, Mole.
Then I lose again.
You still have another. Just stop being negative, man. You still got two chances.
Go on.
All right, number four. His slap shot for the Chicago
Bobby Hall.
Bobby Hall.
Ah, scaremaster. You almost got that one, dude.
His slap shot for the Chicago Blackhawks is called one of the best of all time, and in 1966 became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in one season. Bobby Hull was the right answer.
Oof.
All right, fifth and final
one.
There we
go. There's no way I'm getting all five. There's no way I'm getting all five.
I got to tell you, part of me hopes that you do because it sets a record, but part of me's pulling for Perry.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, God, you guys.
We have laughs. We do have laughs.
I love this show.
Big three.
He had a total of 129 home runs in the back-to-back seasons of 1998 and
1999. I don't know his name.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa is right. His career started and ended with the Texas Rangers, but will always be remembered for his days with the Chicago Cubs. Sammy Sosa, you swept.
Wow, that was close, that last one. Could have gotten any either way right there.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Norma Jean Doherty.
Thank you, Norma Jean.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. All right, well, anyway, that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out.
Wait a second, was that the phone?
No, that was the end of $10 shout-outs.
Send that call through for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to rock?
Yeah.
Are you ready or not?
Yeah,
we sure are.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Jackson.
Is Cookie finally in the big
bakery He's still kicking.
Alive. Still alive.
And he's still bringing. He's bringing up.
I'll never be able to adopt you, Scaremaster, and clutch you to the warmth of my boy bosom.
Hey, he's bringing up phone bills.
Listen. I may be out of town for a whilst. I'm heading back home.
Yeah, England. Going back to England.
Yes, back to East Worcestershire.
Oh, what's going on back there? What's up back home?
Though it will bother Perry to hear this, I'm sure.
Huh.
Why?
I am celebrating a holiday.
Oh, what's that one?
I know how he hates those. Next week is St. Rimsus Day in the village.
Now, what's that all about? I've heard of that.
St. Rimsus Day? St. Rimsus Day is an ancient ritual wherein one of the elder men of the village will have a golden coin in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The rest have all had their pockets cut out of their trousers. Now it's up to all the teen and preteen boys to dig their way through the town, thrusting their hands deep into the pockets and discovering whether they found the prize or merely a fistful of withered man radish.
Sounds kind of confusing, I gotta be honest with you.
Tis quite confusing. Most of the lads leave the game very confused about their gender identity.
Yeah, it sounds weird, dude. Really,
really weird.
You know what? Scaremaster, you should join us.
Sorry.
You could pass as a teen.
Totally could. You yeah, be a teenager.
You should try that.
You could do it.
Get
the gold coin.
I can't go anywhere.
Anywho's, it's my ferry is boarding, so I must dash.
Whoa. What about a joke?
Oh, no. Nobody wants to hear a joke. I see what the people say on the worldwide interweb.
Oh, come on. No way.
Come on, Mr. Adams. Nobody's saying anything
hey,
bad
yeah,
about
do
you.
It from St. Rimsus.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, you know, when you put it that way, you certainly know the way to my heart. Through my cutout trouser pocket.
Yes.
Calm down.
Yeah, we're
or
just
you'll
kidding.
Never be able to tell me what elves do after school.
You take it, Perry. Take it.
What elves? They go home.
Yes. What do elves do after school?
Come on, Skinner.
They go home.
No more. No more.
Now I've missed my ferry. I'm going to go kill some time under the docks. Big kisses and happy Rimsus Day to us all.
See you later, no, Mr. Adams.
Weird.
What was
your answer to that one?
They do their gnome work, dude.
They do their gnome work?
Yeah.
Elves after school?
That's pretty obvious.
Gnome work.
Yeah.
Gnome work.
You got to get this shit, Perry.
I got to get this shit.
This one time.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was John Quincy Adams. If you're not familiar with John, John was the producer of our cult film classic, Windy City Heat, which the three of us were the stars of, and he's been very close with us. You know what? Is he coming to the big show on
June 25th? I think so. If he's not
June 25th,
knowing him, he won't show his
face. He'll show up.
He won't show his face.
Why? He came here the week that you didn't show up.
Now's the time in the show that was really great. And it's been really bad lately for some reason. But the bosses upstairs, even though they're a little upset, they still want us to push through. It's time once again for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Today, Perry's going to be reviewing the movie Across the Moon. Now, that's formerly titled Tehachapi. Now, you know what that was about.
I never saw the film. You brought that up 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and you're supposed to review the
movie.
Why
don't you just review the commercial proper out of hospital?
I'm telling you. What do you mean you don't have this?
I never got the movie.
What the fuck? You got one thing to do. Perry's Movie Time.
I've got my own movie that I'm reviewing, and that's Weird Science.
You're not.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Weird Science.
All right.
The film that was.
I'll just ask you
Weird Science.
Ask you a quick question without looking at your notes. Name the band that sang the theme song to that.
Oingo Boingo.
Name the lead actress in that.
Lead actress is Kelly LeBlanc.
Name the breakout star.
Matthew, what's his name?
Three names.
Broderick.
Was it Broderick? Hold on.
He's cheating. He's cheating.
Shut okay. up. What? You just told her to shut up? That seems like a little bit of an argument.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, that was it. And you got it wrong. And you had to look at it, so you're not going to be able to review. And that was today's Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
My feeling is the best part of the day when we have our podcast is what, Mole? When we get to eat.
What the heck?
Yeah. What the heck? And if you've never been to West Hollywood, you got to stop by and have some what the heck. Some of the best Thai food.
Where are they located?
Well, they're on Santa Monica Boulevard.
But and what?
Well, I'm not going to tell you because they want to keep it kind of low profile.
What?
Yeah.
Kind of a weird way to go.
Why would they
want to
stay low profile if they want to be known?
Okay. It's the same way Tempur-Pedic became popular. Tempur-Pedic helped these guys in their marketing scheme.
God.
So if you want some what the huck, give them a call, 323-654-7952. What was that number again, Barry?
323-654-7952.
Very good. Mole?
323-654-7952.
Say it in Spanish.
Tres, dos, tres, seis, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
That's what the huck.
Yeah. Hey, do we have any chicken satay from what the hucks? Or don't they want us to know where that's located either?
Take a smell. Tell me what you think.
Oh, my God.
Chicken set.
You want some Scaremaster?
Sure, I'll have a stick.
No, okay, no.
Hold on. These sticks are. Last time I threw you one of these, you freaked out.
Don't throw it.
Well, just catch it.
Hand it. Do not throw it.
Spiky thing through it.
Do not
try to catch it. Don't drop it. Don't drop it.
Don't be weird about it.
Yeah, just catch it. Catch it. Catch it.
You want me to dip it in the peanut sauce first?
No.
Dip in the. You want the vinegar stuff?
I think. All right. Throw it over.
Hand it to me. Don't throw it.
Okay. Well, he can't reach it. Catch it. Oh, no. It went right off your face. It went right off your face.
God damn it.
How you cannot catch
it? How? How?
Here. Throw me one. All right. Now look at how I catch it. Perfect.
Because you're right next to the guy. I'm on the other side of the room, you fucks.
We're fucks.
Oh, excuse me. I take that back.
It seems like a little bit of an argument right there.
Excuse me. I take that back.
While we're enjoying this fine Thai cuisine, I got a funny story for you. The other day, someone was saying, hey, I need a good plumber. Do you know of anybody? My first thought was, do I know somebody? What would you have told that person, Mole?
I would tell them that I could probably fix it, but if they're not cool about me smoking weed while I'm working, then they should probably call ASM Plumbing and Porn.
That's right. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn,
440-731-9338. 440-931-9338. ASM Fontanero y Pornografía.
But let's not take our word for it. Let's take the word of an American hero, skateboard enthusiast. This is Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornholing when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh. ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Let me show you what manners are. What I just saw is something really special. Mole went in to our sound engineer who's working today, Willie Bingo, and offered her some chicken.
Mole, I threw it right to him. He caught it like with two fingers. Didn't freak out at all.
Willie.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it. You sound like you're in a cave in there.
Yeah, I'm up. I just woke up. So.
Okay. Cool. All right, why don't you turn off your mic? It's really annoying. Whoa, I didn't even realize this. Look at the time.
What time is it, Dan?
We're way behind. How do we finish it in a power-packed way?
Let's do a commercial.
Commercial for who?
I don't know.
Scary Perry Skateboards.
Popeye Pocket Fisherman.
You know what? I'll tell you. I'm going to make a decision here. You've got a fishing pole. You've got your 60 seconds with Perry. Mole.
Oh, God.
Mole. I have some bad news.
What?
We're not going to talk about your fishing pole.
What? What are we going to talk about?
Because I think that you're making money on the side and not sharing any of it with us, number one. And number two, I think it's time that Perry gets a chance to do 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's www.scaryperryskateboards.com. Scary Perry Skateboards. T-shirts are available online, as well as skateboard decks. There's four decks that are available at this time, and that is it. Scary Perry Skateboards.
Seems like there's a lot of time left over.
www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Can I take some of this leftover time to talk about the Ron Popeil's Pocket Fisherman? That we can fish anywhere you
no
want to
need
go?
For
you. It doesn't matter. Wherever you are, there's a body of water you can fish.
Hey,
the Popeil's Pocket
there's
Fisherman, the
no
Fisherman,
time
whether
to
you
go
want to catch
fishing.
A bass or a blue whale. The Popeil's Pocket Fisherman, the greatest fisherman you ever had.
A blue whale with one of those little skippy-ass fishing poles?
Fishing with
stop! Okay, that was 60 seconds with Perry. All right. Before we do the best damn thing that we do on this podcast, I'd like to congratulate the guy that really was the guy that got behind our film, Windy City Heat, and he got it made. Nobody else would have. And then the guy that Perry scared away from the podcast, our pal, our buddy, Jimmy Kimmel. Last weekend, he did something really special, and we'd like to take a second to tell everybody how proud we are of him. Mole, why don't you tell everybody what Jimmy did?
He put giant springs on his feet, and he jumped. How far?
I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
Who are we talking about?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, my God, I know.
He mentioned Windy City Heat on the show.
What exactly.
Show? On his show.
Yeah. When,
Jimmy Kimmel Live.
When Bobcat Goldthwait came
right.
out. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about something he did in Washington, D.C. You know,
tell him, Scaremaster.
I don't know what he did in Washington, D.C.
You've seen Forrest Gump, right?
The movie? Yeah.
Okay. You've seen All the President's Men, right?
That was a long time ago.
Stillman's running out of time.
Okay.
Why don't you tell him what happened, Mole?
He got to wrestle the president.
Oh, no, Mole. He did not wrestle the president. Scaremaster, why don't you tell everybody what Jimmy did last weekend in Washington?
Scaremaster, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, man. Guys, it was all over the news last week. Mary Jane, do you know what Jimmy hosted last weekend in Washington?
The Democratic National Convention?
No, it's not. No.
What did Jimmy do?
He hosted the first Washington, D.C. pre-party for the Scaremasters June 25th, 20th anniversary party about you and that dude.
No, he did not do that, Mole. What Jimmy did, along with his new pal, our president, Barack Obama, well, they hosted this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner. The crazy thing is, I'll be willing to bet you Jimmy would come on this podcast and tell everything that happened that night if Perry didn't constantly try to sue him.
Constantly?
Anyway, congratulations to Jimmy. We're very proud of you. You're a good man. Thank you for everything you've done for us.
Exactly.
No, you don't get to say it's Scaremaster because you sued him.
You did sue him and you chased him away.
No comment.
Now would be the perfect time to apologize.
I've said
who
I'm
do you
sorry.
Regret suing more, your family or I'm that
Why
guy?
Would I regret suing my family? I'm only suing one member of my family. The fucking...
For now.
The only thief in the family that's as much of a thief as Satan the devil is.
Are you exaggerating just a little bit? Satan the devil?
If you could take out back any lawsuit, Jimmy, Johnny Knoxville, your family, or the judges you're suing now, which one would you take back?
That's an interesting question. If you could,
which one would I take back?
Which one would you not sue?
Jimmy.
Why?
Because?
You feel he didn't really do anything to you and you were just being opportunistic and trying to take some money from him?
No,
What did he do to you?
No comment.
What did he do to you?
No residuals?
There were no residuals.
Nobody got residuals.
It was in the contract.
Okay, well, right. And nobody got them.
If you get them, then you get them. But no one got them.
Nobody got
them. Why did I get paid off right away?
What do you mean you got paid off?
I got paid off right away.
What does that mean?
Everybody, we all made the same
amount. No. In the lawsuit, I got paid off out of court. Right away.
Because he didn't want
to shut me up.
Because he had probably too much going on. He didn't want to have his name dragged around with some fakaka lawsuit.
I also believe that you dragged everyone around for 2.5 years when they wanted to make a sequel movie and they just wanted to get the thing going.
Well, they should have just made the sequel movie and everything would have been dropped.
Really?
So you were threatening them.
I wasn't threatening them.
Well, yeah, you said if they made the sequel.
If they made the sequel, then you wouldn't sue them. So that's threatening.
So still, you are still arguing this point. Even though Jimmy
I'm arguing
has gone
with you and with you because you guys
to Washington last weekend to host the presidential wet t-shirt contest.
No, it's got nothing to do with that.
And you were still.
It's got nothing to do with the wet t-shirt contest or whatever the hell went on in Washington, D.C. that Barack Obama was doing against his wife, Michelle. Oh! Barack is screwing around on his wife.
I like how he does that, and we totally forget about the fact that he sued Jimmy for nothing.
Yeah.
I think Perry owes Jimmy the money back since he fucked up the sequel.
What?
Yes?
Yeah. I think he owes all of us money. I think we should sue him for the money that we
probably
the sequel.
Could. You know what's funny about that? You got $50,000, and that was part of what you were supposed to get for the movie. You were going to have to repay it back when we did the movie. Well, we never did the movie. So you got $50,000 more than we did.
Whatever.
And it's not whatever.
Well,
no comment.
You kind of owe us some money, don't you think?
I don't owe anybody money.
Why not? Why did you get more than us, though?
Why do you think you deserve more than us?
No comment.
Do you think you deserve
more than us? You ripped up that $1 million bill like you don't even care about money.
You ripped it up. You ripped the $1 million
You grabbed it immediately
you
as
I was holding it.
Right as my fingers went to grab onto it, you immediately pulled it back.
Because he said for you not to rip it, and you did.
Right,
I saw the whole thing.
Let's get to mole play.
All right, well, this is the best thing we do on the show, far and away. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for a little thing we like to call mole play.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play.
Now, if you've never heard the show before and you don't know what Mole Play is, Mole Play is an improv game we play on the show. And we had a little problem with it before when somebody went out and went to Perpetic Industries and made a board game out of it. I'm not exactly sure how we're supposed to still handle this.
Hey, kids, Looking for a delicious breakfast cereal? Try Mole Play Flakes. Mole Play Flakes, part of this complete balanced breakfast. Mole Play Flakes are in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, which is no way associated with Mole Play, a division of Propedic Industries.
Are there plastic pieces in those flakes?
I'm a little confused, Mole. I'm a little confused.
You want to get sued?
Are you threatening lawsuits again?
What are you talking about?
I'm just teasing.
Mole Play's an improv game we play here. This is where Mole will take a scenario. And who knows where it comes from. It could be something that we've talked about on the show. It could be something Mole has brought to the show with him today. Now, Mole will cast a scene, tell us what actors will play what roles, then he directs us. My question is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we're going to play an improv game called Yes And. Okay. And now every time one person says something to the other person, the other person can't say anything negative. They have to say yes and blah, blah, blah.
Now give us an example.
Hey, you look very handsome today.
Thank you.
Yes. And I think that you look very handsome today.
Oh, so I'm supposed to say, so like you do it again.
Dan, would you like some ice cream?
Yes, and you look very handsome today.
Oh, yes, and have some more ice cream, okay? So here's where we find ourselves. We are in a barber shop, and Scaremaster's going to get his hair cut for the first time in years. He's got a big interview, and he wants to get a cut. He just booked an appointment with the hottest hairdresser in Hollywood.
I only let Sheila Falcone do my hair.
Sheila Falcone.
That's it. Nobody else.
Scaremaster got an appointment with the hottest hairdresser in town, Sheila Falcone.
I've heard of her.
That's Scaremaster's hairdresser.
Yes.
Dan, you will play Sheila Falcone.
Okay.
Scaremaster, you're getting your hair cut, but you want to do something different. You want to mix it around. And this is the first time you're feeling sexual tension with Sheila Falcone. Mole play. Yes, Ann.
Before you go into this, Sheila, is this a man or a woman?
She's a woman.
Sheila's a chick.
But she's in gender reassignment surgery.
So she's trying to become
a
man.
Pre-op. She's becoming. She's not yet post-op.
What?
Mole play.
Well, hello, Mr. Caramello.
You have to say yes and.
Well, what's going on, Sheila?
No, you start with yes and.
Yes and. Yes and how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. Yes and.
Yes, and why is your voice being all weird?
Because I'm going through an operation that is going to be taking something out of me.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's see what we got today.
She starts to play with his hair.
Oh, you're love your hair.
Let
yes,
go.
Yes.
Let me no, yes, see. And, Scaremaster.
Yes. Hey. Don't be pulling on my neck like that.
Yes, Scaremaster. Yes, and.
Do not be pulling on my neck like that.
I'm trying to look at
your
hair.
Yes, and don't pull on my neck like that.
Yes, and don't pull on my neck like that.
Dan.
Oh. Can I tell you something that I've always wanted to say to you, Mr. Caramello?
Caravello.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. Yes, and what?
You seem like you're a little bit snobby today, almost
argumentative. You mean a little bit uptight.
Yes, and a little bit.
And, yes, and a little uptight.
Well, why are you treating me that way? Yes, and.
Yes, and because you're just not in the right mood I'm expecting you in.
What kind of mood do you think I should be in?
You're a
yes,
lady.
Yes, and.
Yes, and you're a lady, not a little man and a lady at the same time.
She starts to cut his hair.
Oh, let's see what we have here. Snip, snip.
She gives a good shampooing first. Oh. Get two hands in there. Really get that shampooing going. Really shampoo it up.
Hey.
Yes and hey.
Yes and hey. Stop.
We're losing a little, aren't we there?
Yes, and a lot more fleas are coming out too.
Good. She says, let's do something drastic to your hair.
I've got an
idea
that will last a lifetime. I'm thinking about this.
What? Yes, and when are you going to let me have the real Sheila do my hair?
She moves in for the kiss.
Yes.
Give me a kiss. One kiss.
There is no kissing.
You almost kissed
there
me.
There is no kissing.
Yes, and there's no kissing.
There's no kissing. I don't kiss men.
Kiss me.
Yes, and I don't kiss men.
Yes, and I don't kiss men.
I'm
you're not a chick. You're a guy.
Yes, and you're not a guy.
Yes, and you're not a guy. I mean, yes, you're not a chick. Ow.
Oh, he likes it. The pain. Yes and ow. Yes and ow.
Oh, fuck.
you seem so handsome.
My dude, you're starting to hurt.
Yes, and you're starting to hurt.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, and you're starting to hurt.
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
That might be the worst Mole Play.
It was pretty. I mean, we stuck with the improv.
Ever. All right. Well, you know what? I see the clock on the wall, and you know what that clock's telling me?
The show is over.
It's time once again to say goodbye to
Mole Play.
Mole Play is already done and over with.
Well, anyway, we got to say goodbye to you. Now, keep in mind, we've got that big show June 25th. You can get your tickets now. We've told you before where to send the cash. We want to get this thing a sellout. We only got to get 400 people, for God's sake. We got Neil Leeds sponsoring us, unless Perry does something else to fuck it up. We're going to be selling T-shirts, stickers. Get in touch with us.
Skateboard decks, memorabilia.
You've already done your 60 seconds with Perry, so stop. And you blew it there. All right, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, remember, I'm at Simply Don on Twitter. Also, my Facebook page is at Don Barris. And it's not the old one, because those motherfuckers stole my other Facebook. Oh, pricks. Perry is at Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R-V-E-L.
C-A-R is in car, A-B is in Victor, E-double-L-O.
What's your Twitter account?
The Scary Perry 818 account is on Twitter.
And Mole, you are at Walter Molininski.
I'm on LinkedIn.
You're at Walter Molininski on Facebook. And are you going to get on Twitter?
I'm on LinkedIn too. It says Perry.
All right. Well, anyway, shut up, Perry. We're in the middle of this. It's another great show. Get in touch with us. Become my friend. Follow me on Twitter. Here we go. And don't forget, every Monday night over at the Comedy Store, the Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. Put her there, guys. Big.